This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know it sounds pie in the sky. Free childcare? Sounds amazing. I had three kids. I spent so much money in childcare because I worked the whole time. It is expensive. But you know what? New Mexico has done it. New Mexico has become the first U.S. state to offer free childcare to all residents, regardless of income. So how did they do it? And who's paying for it? Elizabeth Groginski is a cabinet secretary for early childhood education in New Mexico, and she is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Jordana. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I would love to know if we can do this in Minnesota. I know that's not your expertise. We'll ask somebody else about that. But how did you get this passed in New Mexico? And what I really want to know is who is paying for it?
Yes. So we have been working on building a universal system for families and young children prenatal to age five for the last 7 years. So this kind of culminates a promise to New Mexico families. We have pre-K, a universal for four-year-olds, almost near universal for three-year-olds, got home visiting all across the state. And so childcare is the leading expense, probably next to mortgage, sometimes even more than your mortgage or rent. And we knew this was an important policy decision to make. And the state invested and started an early childhood trust fund in 2020 that has grown exponentially. And much of the money, most of the money for childcare is coming out of the interest from that fund.
And how talk to us about that fund. What makes up of it? And
yes.
Where's that money coming from? And is that like a universal fund that will last forever? Or explain how you're funding it.
Thank you. Such a great question. That is the goal, that it lasts forever for generations to come. It is currently sitting at around $10 billion, and it started at $300 million in 2020. And it is, the money flows into the fund, excess surplus funds that come from oil and gas and federal mineral leasing. And those are the two sources of money that flow into the fund. And then it's the interest on that fund that we use to support the department's initiatives.
Wow, that's amazing and interesting that it wasn't increased taxes. It was this gas and oil fund, and you're using it to pay the interest. Using the interest. Yes, it's estimated to cost $600 million annually. Is it going to generate that much interest?
You know, currently the fund distributes $500 million to the department annually. There is also funding that we get through the land-grant permanent fund, which the voters of New Mexico, 70%, said yes, use a portion of that for early childhood. We use that to support our pre-K programs. And so there will be a need for some general fund potentially.
Sure.
And then, of course, we have federal funds, and we use TANF funding in the state to support childcare as well.
Now, I'd like to know, it's my understanding through reading some information on this, that New Mexico has to create nearly 1,400 more child care slots and also recruit 5,000 more teachers to meet the demand. You know, their centers have long wait lists, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't live there. Centers are having long wait lists. So how are you creating these slots, and do you have the workforce to hire 5,000 more preschool educators?
Yes. So we're focused a lot on our infant and toddler supply, so those children under the age of 24 months. We do know that we have to build supply, and we have been doing that. Our supply has grown by 22% over the last 4 to 5 years, and the number of people providing childcare has grown by 12%. We have the fastest growing early childhood workforce in the country, 64% increase in the last 4 to 5 years. So the indicators show that we are absolutely able to do this. We put $13 million into a low-interest revolving loan fund to get child care providers access to capital so they can expand their businesses, start new businesses. We're working with our higher education institutions because many of them have lab schools, so they are able to use their capital dollars to also expand and build out more child care in the university setting. And so we're pretty confident. We've been a state on the move. You look around the country, I'm sure you've seen most other states, the child care sector is actually declining. And so we know that it's important for us to build the supply, make child care accessible, affordable for all families in New Mexico, and make sure that our early childhood professionals are paid fair wages.
We are talking to Elizabeth Gruginski, Cabinet Secretary for the State of New Mexico for Early Childhood Education, free child care mm-hmm. for all families in the state. I would imagine, as with anything, when you talk about offering services like this widespread for free, that people push back and people question it, and you had opponents to this. What were their arguments, and I guess how were you able to make sell this to the people of New Mexico?
No. Such a good question, Adam. And the reality is we've been at 400% of the federal poverty level for our child care assistance program since 2022. 80% of New Mexico families are at or below 400%. And what we've seen is by helping our moderate income families, there was just a study done here in New Mexico that 29% of New Mexico families struggle to meet their basic needs, but yet make too much to get any help. And so this is about making sure that our families have that, you know, reduced financial burden, which reduces the stress on the family. Children get access to these quality learning environments, and our early childhood professionals get recognized and, you know, compensated at a wage that reflects, again, the value of what they're bringing to our families and to communities.
And I was reading it's about $18 per hour, and that's above the state minimum wage. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. The state minimum wage is $12 an hour. And the other thing, the thing that helps us here in New Mexico recruit the workforce is the Governor Institute of Free College, and the legislature funded that up to a bachelor's degree. So we've removed a lot of barriers to people going into this profession and to accessing higher credentials and degrees. And you're exactly right. Providers don't have to pay those wages unless they want to opt into an enhanced rate where they'll get more money. They also have to stay open 10 hours a day, 5 days a week to make sure that our working families have access to that quality care. But that is an opt-in. That is not a requirement for providers who want to participate in universal child care.
What about, it's my understanding, it is universal, so even rich people in New Mexico would have access to free child care. What if they want to send their kids to some, you know, fancy-dancy preschool that, I don't know, potty trains the kids or whatever they do? So is it like a set fee that you give the parent, or does it cover even their fancy preschool?
That's another great question. So we actually pay the provider directly on behalf of the parent, and we do have a set rate. And that varies by the age of the child, the type of setting, and the quality level of that setting. So regardless of what your setting is, you can know right away what you're going to get paid for that child. And so that's why we're asking businesses to, you know, take the pledge, become a proud partner of Universal Child Care, and help strengthen our communities by helping families.
We talked about whether this would work in other states, specifically if this would ever mm-hmm. you know, be something for Minnesota. Well, we don't have the oil and gas revenues that New Mexico does. But on that question, and it's great that you have that and are able to use it for this purpose, but As you know, we are a society that seems to be pushing for more green energy, and that maybe we don't rely as much on oil and gas. If that happens, if we kept going in that direction, would those revenues drop where you wouldn't have the money available in the future?
Well, I think that, you know, what we're looking at, the forecast out, you know, we looked out to 2040, 2050, both these funds, the Land Grant Permanent Fund and the Early Childhood Trust Fund, will be growing. We have a wonderful state investment council that invests those funds. And I think in that 10 years or maybe even less, the state is really going to be supported by the interest on these funds.
Yep.
So that reliance on oil and gas, but I'm not going to pretend that I know all the ins and outs, but I think, you know, I think it's important that our governor and our legislature have put families at the center mm-hmm. of their policy making. And they've said, we have revenues. We have, as our lieutenant governor says, these are investments, not expenditures. Mm-hmm. We're investing in our families and in the future of their children. And we all know the research is clear. This is the most critical and rapid and pivotal period of development in a human's life is these early years. So where children are, how their families are supported, is critical to our long-term outcomes mm-hmm. for their well-being as well as our economic well-being as a state.
And the math really does work, Adam, especially if they're just working off the interest. They have a $10 billion fund, and if it's $600 million annually, if you're getting a 6% rate, you know, the math does math. And I don't even do math on this show, but it does work out. Just another question here, Elizabeth. What about the rural kids? Because I know, you know, New Mexico, is a vast state. Do they have access to this as well?
Absolutely. And we have 23 sovereign nations, pueblos and tribes in our state's border, too. And we're working with them, and they have wonderful early childhood centers, and their families also can have access to these resources. Our schools, our Head Start and early Head Start programs, they're strong partners with us. Hopefully they can also expand their amazing services to families, you know, who are, you know, above the 100% federal poverty, and start offering those incredible early care and education services. So this is an all-in strategy. We're talking to industry leaders. Everybody knows the importance of having access to quality child care for families, for children, and for our economy.
I love how this is so clinical. You talked earlier about the infant and toddler supply, mm-hmm. about how that increases. But at this, I mean, have you anticipated whether or not this is going to be a big attractant mm-hmm. of families saying, hey, we moved to New Mexico, we got free child care.
Amazing.
Are you expecting that to be a big draw?
Yes, we hear it every day. We've got some border states, and people are calling and saying, hey, I think we're going to move over to that town from this town, because it's just too enormous. The child care bill is strangling so many American families. And it shouldn't be that way, because they want what's best for their children. We want what's best for families, and businesses need a workforce that's focused and attentive and ready to come to work. So we have heard from people in Texas, in Arizona, in Colorado, and all over, and actually people who are from New Mexico who moved away and saying, I think I'm going to come home. Very importantly, we've talked to about 10 families who said, I was about ready to move. These are educators. These are police officers. These are firefighters. They were going to have to move to be closer to family, someone who could care for their children, because they could no longer afford the child care bill. So we're happy that those families are now staying here. They're able to continue to do those jobs that we absolutely need in our state.
Elizabeth Gorginski, Cabinet Secretary for Early Childhood Education in the state of New Mexico. We so appreciate this education today, and good for you guys. You're doing it. You're an actor.
Thank you.
And it'll be interesting to see how, you know, mm-hmm. as this progresses, how your state benefits, and see how many other states will try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Governor Lujan Grisham says, we are the blueprint, creating the blueprint for the nation. And we hope that other states do follow, because American families deserve it.
Thank you. We'll stay in touch. This is a very cool story. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thank you, Jordana. Thank you, Adam.
Yep.
I mean, let's take a minute, take a beat, and react. Free child care in Minnesota. They're doing it. They figured it out. Next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I feel pie in the sky about that. But boy, if, and as she was stressing, they say they value education. They value kids, you know, being kindergarten ready. They value giving parents a break so they can continue working when they're, you know, and their kids have somewhere to go because it's childcare. That's what it is. It's not even learning. It's also childcare. And, they're walking the walk.
Yeah, walking the walk. And we'll see. I mean, it just literally 5 days ago, mm-hmm. it became law. Mm-hmm. So they've been working on it for a long time, 7 years in the making, she said, and now it's law. And we'll see if, again, we don't have the benefit of those huge oil and gas reserves.
We
that
don't.
They know.
But and, it doesn't mean we can't have a $10 billion fund of something else. Mm-hmm. Or she says they've been working on this for 7 years. It didn't just happen today. You know, they've been saving the money. I'm sure people have been mathing that out. How much do we need? How much is it going to cost? And they were committed to it. And also the people of New Mexico wanted that and were willing to use that money for that. You know, when you say you have a value, you need to put your money behind it mm-hmm. to prove that that's truly your value. Because right. otherwise just saying it means nothing.
Right. We've got a lot of texters pointing out, by the way, that yes, Minnesota could have a fund like that if fraudsters didn't milk us out of billions of dollars.
And that's true too.
Right.
That's true too. Someone said we could use the weed taxes. Yes, we could. And if that's something that, you know, the government said we're going to put this away every year and in 10 years we're going to have enough money, yeah. that would be a boon to Minnesota right. and it would attract people here.
Right. And that's something that, again, when it comes to like school lunches too, things that just seems so obvious that,
yep.
and again, I know it's expensive and people have to pay for that. And it's not, I'm not saying it's, boy, that's an easy fix and just take all of our tax money to do that. But if we really prioritize what we want to pay taxes for, that's something that in the long run would benefit us all and strengthen the middle class. That seems to me blatantly obvious because anybody who has a child or has had a child lately mm-hmm. knows how damn expensive it is mm-hmm. for childcare and how mm-hmm. that affects all other aspects of your life, over what you can do, over how you can work, and
you know what, Adam? Take all my tax money for that, because kids yeah, right. taking care of our kids and feeding them is important.
Right. We don't blink an eye when we think about public schools.
Right.
Right.
Because we're used to that. This, you know, breakfast and lunch free was something new, like seatbelts. We had to get used to it. But someday it's going to be a no-brainer that that's always what we did. We gave them breakfast and lunch. And in New Mexico, I'm sure very soon it's going to be, this is the way it always was. We just get free childcare in New Mexico.
Right. We'll see. Or it could fail spectacularly.
It could. And they're saving. I was looking at some of the numbers, and it saves families. Families are spending an average of $12,000 a year on childcare.
Crazy.
Wow. That's $12,000 a year that can be put back into that family's budget. And it can be that people can work, people, you know, I just see a holistic view of when you do pay for something like childcare, it does help the other economies. The parents can both work. They don't have to be home with the kid, you know, when you need childcare, if you were going to go back to work. And then who knows, maybe you could save some of that money as a college fund. Or she said, and we should have her back on, because she said they do free bachelor's degrees in Minnesota, or excuse me, in New Mexico as well. But I just think this is a real commitment to families. And I
do too. I mean, somebody brings up, what happened to that ETAB money? Isn't actually it was U.S. Bank Stadium that was had that ETAB money. Yes, it paid it off early. Okay, couldn't money from that go towards something like that? I'm all, if you have plenty of people using those ETAB machines, I am all for, okay, let's examine using money from that or from weed or whatever it is to do that. Adam, you bring up school lunches. Please, please, please keep in mind you need to remember somebody has to pay for those things, and it's you and I will pay for it in the end. I said in the very next breath, I realize that's not money just coming out of nowhere. Those are tax dollars that pay for that. But it's just like the tax dollars that come out of our property taxes that pay for our local schools. And I guess you may have a problem with how some of those dollars are spent, but I don't think there's too many people out there saying, you know what, we shouldn't pay for public schools anymore. That's just something we do as a society to educate our kids.
Mm-hmm. And when you say it comes from tax money that you and I pay for, I am happy to pay for
that. As
am
I.
I want to pay for the kids to have some kind of child care. I want to pay for their school lunches. And maybe that's a privilege, but that's what I want my tax money going to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break. Is going offline the new status symbol?
Oh, yeah, right.
Is that the new status symbol? Let's discuss next. The new social trend is being offline. Offline is now considered the new luxury. It's the new flex. People are tired of living in an algorithm age that shows them what music to listen to and what news to read and whose voice is loudest. People are entering what they're calling their flop era, okay, where they're just getting rid of the AI slop. They just, they don't want to hear it. I don't know why they call it the flop era. That's a social thing that's too young for me. And apparently, going offline is the new flex. When young people are out and about, younger than me, it's the new cool thing to say, like, oh, I'm not on social media. Have you experienced this, or have you talked to anybody that's going through this?
I have not. I mean, I have friends who barely have any presence on social media, but they've been that way the entire time.
Sure.
I envy them, by the way. So I totally see, and boy, I hope this is like not just a fad. I hope I hope we reject what's being done to us collectively.
Yes.
And I see,
I would agree with that.
And I hope that we as humans say, you know what? And I think here's how it happens. I think we're starting to see it where, because of AI and the videos that it can be produced now, where we just no longer have any idea what reality is, that the only way to determine what we know is real is to see it with our own two eyes in person. And we say, just we can't trust that anymore. Mm-hmm. Collectively, we cannot trust that anymore. And we say, you know what? Let's not do it.
I think you exactly
nailed it.
Because we know we're being sold, the ads and the products that don't work.
Right.
I'm victim of that.
Right.
Also.
And we know it now.
Willing
we absolutely know that that's happening.
We're being sold because nothing is free. You know, we're being sold the product. So we're being sold, and also we're being lied to.
Mm-hmm.
And then if people are aware enough to understand, like, the ideology of it, the what's it called? You know, you're in your bubble. You're only being fed on things that you affirm. So I think people are getting hip to that. Oh, well, I'm totally living in my echo chamber now. Also, the trust in media has gone way down. So can I really see what I believe online? And like you said, Adam, AI videos, we don't know if they're real anymore. And we're tired of using the mental energy to try to figure it out when we just went on to see dog videos.
Yeah.
And you're
even
marketing at us from all angles, and we're tired. Or somebody's agenda or some politician trying to get our attention. I feel like people, and this trend proves it, want to take their attention back.
Yes. A texter says exactly what you just said. The fact that we have to decipher whether it's real or not, that's what wears me out.
Exhausting.
You're right. It is exhausting.
Friend, it is exhausting.
And the only way to rid that is to say, I'm not doing it anymore. And the only way I know that something is real is if I see it in person with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's harder to do, but you could also look for different sources. You can, instead of looking at what's fed to you, you could go to different sites. And I think what we're seeing, I mean, Adam, I don't know that this is going to be the new or it's going to be lasting, but it's a pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was consistently online. Now people, it's a flex. Oh, I'm not online anymore. Yeah, maybe you can use it as a cool flex, but I bet your mental health is better if you're truly
I don't doubt that at all.
Online anymore. So you might say, well, what are they doing? There are now things that I bet you could find on your feeds tell you where to go to hang out. For example, you're going to like this one. So Far Sounds, it's an organization that holds concerts just for singles. And to break the ice, they hand out bingo cards. People, young people are playing bingo, which you could still do at your church on Thursday nights or whenever is bingo night at your church.
Or bar, yeah.
Yet it's now cool because it's so old school. Like, oh, that's how people used to meet each other. They used to go to bingo night. It has become in fashion again.
Mm-hmm.
So pendulums. It swings.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't lose our minds that everybody's online because the pendulum will swing back.
Yeah.
Kids are conscious of their screen time. They know when they get a headache from looking at it. They know they need to touch grass. I mean, most of them know, or at least when they get a little older, that they need to touch some grass. So what I loved when, even though that is the headline, that going offline is the new flex, there are real world things that either apps or, you know, marketers are saying you can get out in the world and there are other things to do. There's an app like 222 or Time Left. They charge a curation fee, but they pair strangers up for dinner parties in your city. Like you can go on this app and say, oh, I live in Chicago. Where are other people on the Time Left app that are having a dinner party? And you can literally go to a party at someone's house
just
or meet at a
strangers.
Restaurant. Total strangers.
Would you do that?
But they're all strangers.
Yeah.
So everybody's in the same boat. It can just, you don't look like a loser. You can just go and say, I'm here because I just thought this
losers.
Is a cool thing.
Yeah.
You know, do something that scares you. That would sure scare the heck out of me.
Oh, yeah, it would.
I don't know that I would do it because I don't know that I'm that brave. But I really have a lot of respect for people who do it.
Yeah.
And also the fact that even things like this even exist is fantastic.
So they're not getting rid of their phones. They're simply getting rid of the main social media
and
sites.
Maybe not even getting rid, but just taking a break.
Yeah.
Just taking a break, not looking at it. There's another one, something called Kanzo hosts phone-free gatherings where you check your phone at the door. And the events, they advertise their events are being for those who want to meet people worth putting your phone down for. That's great marketing, by the way. Meet somebody worth putting your phone down for. Because honestly, that's the metric.
Yeah.
Are you more interesting than what I see on my feed? That would make you look up.
Right.
So it's great marketing. And I love this pendulum. I like this
I hope
wave.
So. I hope it's swinging.
Yeah, I like it. So do you know anybody that's doing it? I have one friend. My friend Wendy,
that is
she's
consciously
great. She's done. She
oh,
like
she's totally done.
She is off Instagram, off Facebook. Either she's canceled them, or you know, or she just never goes on them anymore. I think she's deleted them from her phone, deleted the apps from her phone. She probably still has an account, but deleted them from her phone. And that's such a good way because you still have the account. You can always reactivate and re-download the app.
Yeah.
But she okay. I'll tell you this: she's less informed, but happier.
And like, I'd even push back though. Is she really less informed, or is she just?
I mean, she is about some of the conversations.
Is she not
that we're
over?
Having.
Is she not over informed?
Okay.
I just feel like that's part of it too. There's just so much out there, which adds to our confusion, which adds to our untrustworthy, on trusting nature, but there's so much that you can see anything and everything, and that I have no idea what's real, what's fake anymore. That's what I don't think it's being underinformed. Now she's no longer overinformed.
She's no longer overinformed.
Yeah.
Right. And she's also no longer outraged about what some Yahoo said on Twitter.
That's it, man.
That's for sure.
That is something that and I know this every damn day.
Yes.
I wake up and I open my phone, usually to see what's going on in the world. But immediately you're drawn to something that somebody said, either somebody you know and you're just like, holy cow. Yeah. Like now I'm pissed off to start the day.
Yeah.
Associated Press has declared the Minneapolis mayoral race for incumbent Mayor Jacob Fry. So that just coming in from our
breaking
newsroom.
News.
Some breaking news. Mayor Fry, according to the Associated Press, is still mayor of Minneapolis and will still be mayor of Minneapolis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.